On the KRFO Coaches Show, very excited to bring in Mike Kingland. He's the new trap shooting clay target team coach for the Huskies. The season is underway at this point, and Mike, great to have you on the radio. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to share news about our team, and you know how much we've grown in the last couple of years has been kind of an amazing deal too. So just excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, 87 student-athletes on the team. I think I saw a note online about that, a big increase over last season. So the reason for the popularity of this fast-growing sport, what do you think is behind it?
Well, I guess I can't give you the exact reason. You'd have to come out and ask the athletes that, but it's something different. Mm-hmm. It's fun. The biggest thing, I think, is that the athletes, some of them, you know, do other sports as well, but mm-hmm. for some of them, this is their only sport. It's the only thing they're interested in, and, you know, we're very, very much a part of the, you know, it's safety first, and then it's have fun and compete. That's kind of what, you know, our motto is, and obviously it's working. You know, from 43 the first year, just 2 years ago, to 87 now is quite the growth. So.
And it's a sport where boys and girls compete side by side, also adding to the uniqueness of it.
That is correct, yes. And we have increased the, you know, and the girls are a spot or a part of the team we really want to grow. And actually, we've almost tripled that since the first year. The number, we have 17 girls this year and 70 boys on the team. So, and that's grade 7 through 12. So.
With this still being a new sport, and I think there are people out there not real familiar with it, can you quickly explain what a competition looks like or a competition day as to what the athletes do?
Sure. So the game of trap is done at a gun club. The Lieutenant Gun Club is where we are, down by Hope. There's a trap field. There's five stations at the field, and then there's a trap house where it's called the trap, where the clay target thrower sits, and each person that's on a station shoots five targets. They alternate, take turns all the way down at mm-hmm. each station, and then they rotate to the right until you go through all five stations and you attempt to break 25 targets. So perfect score is 25, and it's pretty simple. We do two rounds of 50 targets total each of our competition nights, and it is a virtual league for our regular season. So we have to have all our scores entered into the Clay Target League scoring system by Saturday night at like 9:30. And then everything gets calculated. And it's kind of a true team competition. It doesn't take in everybody's scores. Mm-hmm. It takes in roughly the top 80%. So I think in our conference this year, we will have 65 of our 87 kids' scores will count each week. But everybody shoots each week, regardless of ability. And our goal is to get everybody improved so everybody at some point does contribute to our team score.
And, Mike, you've had a handful of shooters go 25 for 25 in a round?
Yeah, so far this year we've got six athletes. Hudson Ozzy, Cody Buzzard, Jesse Demmel, Joe Earl, Cole Schroeder, and then Joe Edel actually has two of them this year. So we've not had any 50 straights yet, but we're hoping that's coming.
And this weekend, we're chatting on Friday. I know on Saturday there's an event to recognize the former coach, and Dave was very involved in getting trap started at the high school. What can you say about the event and what Dave meant to the program?
Well, yeah. So Dave Schrader, former police officer here in town, and very intertwined in our community, did lots of volunteer work besides that. He's the guy that kind of got this whole thing ramrodded through and got it started. And he told me one night when we were talking that he wanted the clay target team to be kind of his legacy for our town. And, you know, to get that through and have it be successful and be competitive. And so when he was diagnosed with cancer last year, really, you know, it hit us all hard. He passed away in January this year. But two things happened. One, obviously the growth shows that his legacy is going to move forward. Second thing is that our second year, we were competitive. We jumped up three classes into the second largest class. There's nine classes throughout the league, and this all every conference and classes based on your team size, not your location.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved up to Class 8 last year, been a second in our conference, which shows we got great depth on our team. We turned a lot of that, but the best part for me is that we actually, the championships in Alexandria at the end of the year, where each team can go shoot with their class and compete. The top 40 teams from all 9 days of that competition make the actual state tournament. And we had a squad of guys do that. It'd be Thomas Earl, Joe Edel, Josh Kiefer, John Klecker, and Weston Wilson. Made the state tournament last year, and Dave was there to coach him.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 2 years, he got this team to not only exist, but got them to the state tournament. So, it's pretty cool. So, I'm just trying to keep that whole thing moving along, and, you know, do it the way Dave wanted it done. And the Owatonna Gun Club started last year, a high school invitation for any kids that were in the spring clay target teams. Come down and shoot just a 50 target tournament, basically, using some practice for Alexandria, a little more, I don't want to say competition, but a different competitive feel, because you've got other teams and other kids from other schools all shooting with you versus just your teammates all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it up to Dave's wife, Sue, to name the tournament from now on after him and his memory, and to honor him for that. He was a board member down at the Gun Club, and obviously with his coaching our team, it was a kind of a natural fit, and very, very, very cool honor for them to do that. And I'm just glad she accepted the go ahead. And as far as I know, her and family will be there tomorrow. If, you know, like you say, this is Friday and Saturday, and looking mm-hmm. at the forecast, who knows what's going to happen, but hopefully it goes, and we still have lots of kids come down and shoot and have some fun and, talk and have stories from, about Dave and all that kind of thing. So it should be a good time regardless of what the weather does. So.
All right. Well, that's great to hear in order to recognize and honor him, and good to hear the season is underway with a successful start and great numbers. Mike, I appreciate the time and best of luck on everything that unfolds here for the clay target team for the Huskies.
I appreciate it, Roy. And give me a holler anytime you need to. Thank you, sir.
All right, sounds great. Mike Kingland is the trap shooting coach, clay target coach for Owatonna, joining us here on the KRFO Coaches Show.